Let's talk some real football. It's time for our final session of the season with Bill Belichick, who joins us live in Hawaii. You got a little pina colada and one of those little coconut drinks with the umbrella in it?
I wish I did. Hey, Glenn.
How are you?
Lou, how you doing?
Good. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Coach.
Doing good.
Well, there are a lot of questions that people have, obviously, back here. You're missing another great snowstorm, by the way. And
I'm so disappointed.
Let's start with how this all unfolded. You know, everybody's been blindsided. I'm sure you probably feel the same way, disappointed, jolted, just hit out of nowhere. You build this team up through the whole year. Obviously, you make tremendous progress. You're 14-2 during the regular season. And then it just hits you, wham, you get beat in that one game. And it's a one game, as you said, when started the tournament, one game elimination. We all started 0-0. When you look back at the season, how do you look at it?
I think that there are a lot of good things that happen in the regular season, and we obviously put ourselves in good position in the postseason. But in the postseason, everybody that's in the postseason is good, and I don't think that really anything matters much except, you know, how you play. You know, it's not about records and home field and bye weeks and wild cards and all that. I mean, it's what it is, but in the end, it comes down to how you play. And we just didn't play well enough in our postseason opportunity, and so that's the result. So we just had to do a better job in that situation than we did, and we just didn't get it done.
I know you always say that each game is its own entity, and yet you guys have now dropped three playoff games in a row, and the only constant I can see when you're looking at these three games, because they all were very different, is the high number of sacks that your quarterback endured, and yet that was something that you guys did such a great job of during the regular season, of protecting him and keeping him clean. Is that a trend, Bill, in that it happens in the postseason and it doesn't happen in the regular season?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think in our last game, there are obviously a number of things we could have done better in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, and then playing, coaching. I mean, just everything. We just didn't really do enough in any one area, and I don't think you can pin it on one player or one play or one thing that happened. Just, but the culmination of them wasn't as good as our opponents, and so that's the result.
Now, you came out and you went down the field twice. Tom threw an interception, and then Crumpler dropped the touchdown, but then kind of got stalled. Was there anything they were doing defensively that you hadn't seen before or that Tom was having trouble adjusting to?
Well, as you said, Fred, those two drives, we pretty much went right down the field. And I think, you know, we had more to do with, you know, us not having a 14-point lead than they did. But we just didn't capitalize on those opportunities. And I think that, you know, probably gave them, you know, some more confidence and kind of probably give them the confidence to keep doing what they were doing, even though we'd moved the ball well and we could have put them in a much tougher position than we did. You know, enable them to probably hang with things a little bit longer, build up some confidence, and then it got better for them. So, you know, we missed a couple good opportunities offensively, and then we missed a couple good opportunities defensively as well to, you know, take more control of the game. And then ultimately we ended up, you know, with a bad drive there in the second quarter defensively, and then a turnover and a touchdown before the half, and then we're playing from behind in the second half. So it's really, to me, it's more of a case of, you know, a lot of missed opportunities on our part.
Yeah, and we had talked about that, and I said it's more what you guys did to yourself than them showing you six or seven DBs. I mean, that's really – what they do. They have multiple looks at DBs. They fake blitzes from one side. They overlook, trying to make a slide. So they weren't throwing things out here that were like Tom had never seen before.
Well, I think it was our whole offense. But, you know, there were breakdowns in a number of different areas. But, again, as you said, nothing that was really that should have been that difficult, but we just didn't handle it as well as we needed to.
Coach, there's a lot of talk about the Wes Welker situation, that first drive, sitting him. You know, admittedly, you probably wouldn't have changed that drive and probably wouldn't have changed the game at all, but were you concerned at all about maybe losing that little bit of a psychological battle maybe with the Jets talking so much trash on their side, sitting there saying, look, we got to them. We got them to sit their best receiver for the first drive.
No, I wasn't really thinking about that. I was thinking more about just doing what I felt was the best thing for our football team, what I need to do. So, but, yeah, again, that game had a lot of plays, had a lot of opportunities, and we had our chances all the way around, and we just didn't do as much with them as our opponents did. So that's the result.
Now, one of the drives, that seven-minute drive in the fourth quarter, it took up 7 minutes. Tom was waiting for the last few seconds and waiting for the defense to change. Were they staying more on defense and not moving, and he kept going the whole distance of the clock to get them to declare what they're doing on defense to get a better pre-snap read on that?
Well, there were a couple times in that drive where they were, they substituted personnel, and that affected the call that we made, not the play necessarily, but the way we called the play at the line of scrimmage, kind of who was who, when they were running one defensive lineman and all the rest linebackers, defensive backs on the field. And so it's a situation where I know that Tom wanted to make sure that he had things right so that we didn't, miss an assignment because we didn't identify who was on the field defensively, who had who, that kind of thing. So I think there were a couple of times where it might have slowed us down a few seconds, but I don't think the more important thing was the execution of the play. And unfortunately, we on that particular drive, we weren't able to come out of it with any points. Had we scored anything at all, three or seven, however it turned out, then it would have been a one-score game with, with a decent amount of time left to go, timeouts on defense and all that, but we just weren't able to get to that point. And biggest problem on that drive was just not scoring.
How many times have you seen this game, Bill? How many times have you gone back and rewound that tape?
Well, I think once you see it, you kind of, you know what it is, and that's, I don't know how much, you can always get something else out of it, but, once you've seen it, I think that's pretty much a story. It's not going to change much, and that's the way it is.
Ron Jaworski, we had him on the show the other day, and as you know, he reviews the coaches' tapes. It'd be interesting to see what coaches think when he reviews the tapes, and he goes on television on ESPN, and he kind of breaks down the tape in his opinion of what he thought went right or what went wrong in a game. In this game, he was on with us the other day, and he told us that he thought there were open receivers in quite a few plays. In essence, he said there were a lot of opportunities out there for the Patriots that they did not capitalize on, and that though people are saying that the Jets defense did a great job with their secondary, he thought there were a lot of opportunities that you guys didn't cash in on.
Well, I think our team feels that way about the entire game. I think we unfortunately missed some opportunities on offense, on defense, on special teams to produce more than what we actually did on some of those plays. And of course, that's frustrating. I don't think there's any doubt in our minds as a football team that we feel like we missed some good opportunities. And so I guess I would definitely agree with that part of it.
Coach, Algie Crumpler, unsung guy for you guys this year, yet not really highly involved in that passing game during the season. 10 targets, but yet in this game last Sunday, he gets 5 targets. Was that a matchup you saw, or did they just do a great job taking Gronkowski and Hernandez maybe out of your offense?
Well, again, on each play, the quarterback, depending on the play and the protection and the pattern that's called, based on what the coverage is or the defensive looks, and that sends into a certain area of the pattern, and Tom does a great job of reading those coverages, and then based on that read, then locating the receivers and trying to get to the ball to whichever guy is open. So that's really how the whole process works. We don't go back and say, well, we're going to throw so many passes to this guy, so many passes to that guy. We read the coverage, and then based on the coverage and the play, of course, then the quarterback's responsible to look into a certain area of weakness of the coverage and making a decision from there. So that's really how it goes.
Coach, at the end of the half, I think it's about a minute left, there was a fake punt. Was that a fake punt call from the sidelines? Was it a miscommunication? Or was it called by the up back? It seemed like – half the team was on it and half the team wasn't. Was that your call? Was that a miscommunication, or what was that?
Oh, well, yeah, we definitely made a mistake on the play, and without going into a long explanation on it, just suffice it to say that it was a mistake. Didn't turn out the way that, you know, that play needed to turn out. And, Patrick feels badly about the way it happened. But, again, that's one play that, you know, that game was made up of a lot more than one play. And even though that wasn't a good one for us, I still think that we had a number of other opportunities to do things that would have, you know, we could have helped ourselves a lot more and overcome that, but didn't turn out that way.
Bill, you were talking about the opportunities early on in the game to maybe take a lead and maybe change the flow of that game. How fine a line is that? We saw it in the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. Baltimore plays great in the first half. Suddenly Pittsburgh comes roaring back in that game. Last week, if the Jets don't fall behind by 24, there might be a different team representing the conference right now in the Super Bowl. How fine a line is it where the play here or play there, that everything seems to, in those big games where there's an awful lot of pressure on the line, one game elimination, where everything kind of snowballs on you?
Well, I think pretty much every game in the NFL, when you really step back and look at it, you know, you could probably find 5 to 10 real critical plays in the game that if they had gone the other way, you would have a different result, or the game, you know, wouldn't have been as close as it was, or, you know, that you'd have that kind of comment on the game. So I think that's pretty normal with every game. I think that's the case in a pretty common case in playoff football where you have, you know, the best teams in the league playing. It's very evenly matched. And of course, a couple key plays in a pretty even matchup, and it makes the difference. They don't just make a difference in that game, but they make a difference in your entire season. So it's definitely magnified. But I think we all know that's what playoff football is, and that's what makes it exciting, and that's why you've got to make those games your best games if you're going to continue playing, because there really isn't a lot of margin for error.
In that game, did you go hurry huddle? It didn't seem like you did until the end of the game, then you scored real quickly. Was there thought of going back to the spread and just letting Tom kind of dictate the pace out of the no huddle?
Well, you know, we didn't really have a lot of success with that against the Jets. Now we did score on that drive, but it was, you know, we were down by 2 touchdowns, so that really changed the way they were playing defensively from, you know, what their normal defense would be. I felt like we had a good drive going that unfortunately didn't end up in any points when it was, you know, we were down by 10 points, almost 21-11. And again, if we had scored on that drive, then, you know, then we would have had plenty of time left in the game to, you know, play good defense, get the ball back, and have an opportunity to, you know, on the final possession to, you know, score or go ahead. But when we didn't score and we were down by 10 points with whatever it was when we got the ball back, the next time, then, you know, we were able to score, but it wasn't, I mean, we had a lot too much ground to make up and not enough time, so that was more of a hurry-up situation. First one, I didn't think that the time was as important as getting points on the board, but we didn't get the points on the board, so that really, you know, that was the problem with that drive. It was, you know, similar to what happened with the Jets, you know, when they, in the Pittsburgh game, when they got stopped on the 1 yard line, you know, yeah. If they'd been able to score there, then they would have had plenty of time to play a one possession game. Once they got stopped, then it became a, you know, a 2-score game, or it remained a 2-score game, and then, you know, ultimately just, you know, ran out of time.
How do you guys do business now? I mean, do you talk about that amongst your staff? Because this is going to be such a different off year. You're going to have the draft, but here you are, you don't, the uncertainty of your own players. Then what do you do as far as free agency out there? What do you do as far as camps, even after the draft? Can't really have any camps for the rookies and free agents. How are you going to operate and run business? How do you do it?
Well, I think up until the time when that happens, which, you know, the agreement runs out at the beginning of March, if there's no new agreement in place, then we'll deal with whatever the rules are there going forward. In the meantime, things are, you know, what they normally are at this time of season, reviewing your, you know, reviewing your personnel, reviewing your schemes, reviewing the season, trying to, while it's all fresh in your mind, try to take, you know, take good analysis of everything that happened and kind of target some things to improve on and address or, you know, spend more time studying, however you decide to do it. Then we have the, you know, the college all-star games and the Indianapolis combine as draft preparations. And so then the real change would come in March if there's no new agreement in place with, you know, without the off-season program, without the free agent signings and so forth. So that would be new. We'll have to deal with that if and when that comes. But, I mean, in the meantime, I'd say the next month will be, you know, pretty much of a normal February for us. We just may not be able to act on, you know, those, the analysis and the decisions that we try to make. You know, we might not be able to act on them in terms of, you know, off-season program and things like that. And also, you know, addressing the free agent player acquisition side of it, that'll all have to wait until things get sorted out. So that's really the way we're approaching it. Do what we can do, and then when things are more clear defined, then we'll take those boundaries and work within them.
Coach, the way things ended, people really haven't had a chance to look back on what happened over the season.
They're still talking about it every day. Yeah, I can tell you this. We can't get people off this game. They, for some reason, so, they want to talk about every play of this game.
Now, you were 14-2, and even the most optimistic Patriots fans, me included, nobody thought you'd be 14-2. Nobody thought with that defensive personnel you had and all the rookies and all the people fitting in. What surprised you the most about this season? I mean, it was a remarkable season to get to where you were in that position, 14-2, with all the new players. Did that surprise even you to be able to play at that level this season?
Well, I think when you just take it one game at a time, Fred, you know every game you go into, you feel like you can win, and you feel like if you play the game the way you want to play it, that you'll be able to, you know, beat that opponent. So I think you take it one week at a time, and you know, 14 of those 16, we were able to do that. I don't sit there at the beginning of the year and say, well, you know, I think we're going to win these games and lose those, and this is going to be our final record. You take it one game at a time and do the best you can. So, I thought we. So that's how I looked at the season. As far as surprises or expectations or any of that, I think, you know, my main expectation for this team was to improve and to try to get better from the first week of the season to, you know, through the entire year. And I think that we had a lot of younger players. We had some new combinations, even some veteran players that came onto the team were new. And we had some transition from a personnel standpoint, and I felt like our team did work hard. And they did get better from September to, you know, to the end of December. So that needed to happen, you know, and it did happen. You know, how the final record would turn out and all, you just, you know, that's based on how you perform that particular week. And so we know what that record was, and that really, you know, that reflects those individual weekly performances.
What do you think, if you look back on what was the thing that was – one of the biggest things to you having that season, you know, consistency, Tom's ability to play, or the takeaway giveaway, which was remarkable, a remarkable feat in itself. But what would you say was the one thing or several things that led to the 14-2 season?
Well, I think, you know, those things that you mentioned were all important. Again, each game had its own dynamics. Each game had its own individual situations or plays or events that determine the direction of those games. But again, I think for me, the overriding thing was just, you know, the team improving over the course of the season, and, you know, that improvement being reflected in our weekly play over that long duration. Again, there were a couple, you know, ups and downs in there. I mean, obviously the Cleveland game, you know, it wasn't a very good performance, but again, on balance, I just think that as a team, we got better through the course of the year. And, you know, that whether it be on, you know, the running game, the passing game, the kicking game, certain situations, certain plays, certain techniques and fundamentals. But, you know, the ultimate result was that, you know, we were able to, you know, to win a lot of games. And that, I think, is a big reason for it, was being able to improve steadily through the course of the year.
Coach, there's a lot of talk about this defense, you know, needing to be maybe more attacking defense, more of a pass rush, you know, but yet you guys draft, you know, Devin McCourty, obviously that worked out, and you see the way the Jets and yourself, you know, you attack Peyton Manning the way the Jets did, the way the Jets attacked Tom Brady. It's almost more important dropping back into coverage. Do we as fans kind of make too much of the pass rush, or do you look at it as something you need to address in the future?
Well, I think defensively, you know, all those things are important. It's important to be able to rush. It's important to be able to cover. It's important to be able to stop the run. It's important to be able to tackle, and so forth. So I don't think any of those are insignificant. You always want to be better at all of them. And you know, a good defense is good at a lot of things, and I think that's what we're going to strive for. Is what we are striving for is to be good at everything we do. So all the things that were mentioned can all, you know, be improved, and hopefully we can be better at those in the future. And I think some of them we got better at over the course of the season. But as we head down the road, hopefully we can continue to improve in all those areas.
You said earlier when you're talking about Wes Welker and the sitting him out for that first series that you do what's best for the football team. You've always said that. You've always seemed to had a knack of not allowing a story to develop shelf life through the media. Were you surprised that they broke out the CBS broadcast, and you probably didn't learn it until after the game, and that was the first thing that they pinpointed right at the top? Was it something that surprised you that it actually got out there to the media?
I really didn't give it a lot of thought.
I mean, but you probably felt that it wasn't going to be part of any broadcast, or people wouldn't be talking about it, I would think, right?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of coverage. There's a lot of things to get talked about. So, I mean, I can't, you know, I just really can't worry about that.
All right, let's talk about the Pro Bowl, because that's what you'll be doing this week. I'm sure you'd rather be in Dallas right now, but you'll take the Pro Bowl. They are miking you up for this one, correct? They're miking everybody up. That's what they keep on promoting here. They're going to have everybody on a microphone. Is that true?
I'm not sure. It might be. I don't really know exactly what the plans are for the game.
Because
we practiced 2 days, and so I'm sure they'll let us know, but I don't really know.
How many days you practice? I mean, I think we practice 3 or 4 days, but you know, what can you put in 3 or 4 days? They still have the parameters. You can't really blitz, right? You can only play certain coverages. You can only run certain fronts.
Right. Well, yeah, it's definitely a boiled down, set of rules as far as what you can do on offense, defense, special teams, formations, and fronts and coverages and so forth. But you know, I think that's, you know, the idea of the game is to let the great players in this game go out there and play and, you know, watch their skills and, you know, and have fun with the game. You know, so that's, I think that's, you put in enough so that you can, you know, do what you can practice in a few days and then let the players go out and perform their skills and do it.
Is there anything you're putting in special to prepare for that great snapper that the other side has? Because it's great on coverage.
I mean, there isn't too much we can do, but, you know, yeah, Zach's, you know, it's great to have Zach down here. You know, it's quite a jump from being a ball boy for the Patriots to, you know, his great college career at Brown, professional career at the Giants, and, you know, the Pro Bowl. Steve's down here, and Steve and Pep are up playing golf today. So
they must have blocked out the sun.
Pep on the on the scouting report there. But I'm really happy for Zach that he was recognized, and for Steve as well, too, that, you know, as a father, that he can come out and participate and, you know, enjoy that with Zach. That's awesome for both of them.
Coach, I don't know if you know this or not, but Steve might need some help to get out of there.
He needs a lot of help.
His license expired, so he doesn't even he can fly home for that. So you may need to help him out at the airport.
All right, well, I'll check that out.
Trust me, he won't fit in your suitcase. that won't
Imagine
work.
Imagine him and Pepper on the golf course.
Oh, my God.
Do you play any golf out there, Bill, since you've been out there?
I haven't played yet. No, I haven't, Fred.
I used to play, but they banned
me.
Which
is probably good for the courses.
All right, Bill, we'll let you get back to work. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to next season and sitting down and chatting away on a weekly basis. It was fun this year, and we really appreciate you sitting down, spending time with us every single week and putting up with us.
Okay, yeah, Glenn, I enjoyed it. Lou, Fred, you guys too. And thanks to all the listeners and the fans for your support all the way through the season.
And by the way, happy anniversary. Did you know this was your 11th anniversary of coming aboard with the Patriots?
Today out of practice, yeah. 11 years, it's gone fast, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
They give you a cake or anything?
Yeah, we'll have a little cake here.
All right, Bill, thanks.
See you, Bill. Right, take it easy.
All right.
See you later.
Okay, see ya.
Bill Belichick out in Hawaii. Quick break, and we're back.